Oops. Sorry about that. Not good at this rig yet. So listen, I just wanted to say a few quick words about something that comes across my purview more regularly lately than usual, so I feel I need to say something about it. You all know, or should know by now, that I am all about the scholarship of Buddhism. So what the heck does that mean? And obviously it's not very green here right now, but I still find it really quite inspiring. And you can see the Kuun there in the distance with the solar panels. So this issue of scholarship, look, some of you follow my Quora posts or my videos. Some of you are familiar with my website. If it's part of the scholarship of the 2600 to 3,000 year history of Buddhism, I'm endeavoring to read it all, okay? I am not glued to a sect or a particular writing or a group of writings or an organization or any of that. I firmly believe that that is exactly not what Buddha taught. Buddha was very specific, and many scholars after his passing have reiterated that Buddhism is a study of all Buddhism and non-Buddhism. But now I have to say, you've heard that before, but now I have to clarify something. Just because you read a new piece of scholarship, maybe from early Buddhism, or maybe from Mahayana Buddhism, but a certain branch of Mahayana Buddhism, it is not the time to throw all your eggs into that basket and go, aha, that's it, that's the key, that's what I'm practicing now, and everybody else is full of crap. That is simply not Buddhism. Read Nichiren, he'll call you out. The reason you read all of the scholarship isn't so that you can try and pick and choose whatever things suits your fantasy. Or fancy is what I meant to say. The reason is so that you can build up enough ideas and thoughts in your mind that perhaps through the whole expedient means, through the whole scholarship, that in your own way, you can dig up the already present truth. Each one of us has our own set of billions and billions of obfuscating thoughts, little decisions we've made, little ideas that we've held, little ideas that have been given to us that we took as, you know, engraved in stone. And we build our version of what our Buddha mind and nature is. But we still have tons of, we're human, so we still have tons of obstacles to the clarity of what that is. So the point of Buddhist scholarship is that if you read it in enough ways, from enough angles and enough levels, if you will, of understanding, that certain things will start to click. And in your own way, unique to you, unique to your worldview, unique to your way of understanding, you will come to the same overarching fundamental truth. That's Buddhism. So I've been hearing a lot from people who are like stuck on the Angikuden. And there are other, I'm picking on the Angikuden right now, but I have to tell you, there are a lot of things like this. Writings from Dogen outside of the scholarship of Buddhism that people will insist is a scholar. Okay, fine. Read it. That's part of scholarship. That's part of Buddha's thing. Read it all. But for you to then take on that book, that scripture, that writing, that thing you now are going to throw all of your eggs of Buddhism in and say, this is it. If you don't understand this, you don't understand Buddhism. Well, now you're not practicing Buddhism anymore. And to those of you who are stuck on the Algikuten, will you admit to yourself, at least, that that is not scholarship? It's not even a verified document. It is a writing that was invented by an obscure sect of Nichiren Buddhism that has their own worldview and their own view of Buddhism in its entirety. If anything, read it for the information, but don't hold it as part of the scholarship, as part of the known Buddhist practice. It's just a document some sect created. There may be usable information in it, but use it to decipher the entirety of Buddhist scholarship, not just your little group. My goodness, I'm sorry I sound like I'm going down on you, but I have to. My respect for your practice as a Buddhism trumps my sensitivity to your feelings if I catch you doing something incorrectly. I want you to attain full, perfect enlightenment in this life, right now. And if I see that you're doing something that deviates from, not my opinion, but the Buddha's opinion, then I have to point it out. This is how I love you. Anyway, I just have to give you my 2 cents on that. I respect all of you more deeply than I can express. You are the reason I am a Buddhist. So, I'm not shaming you. All right? Thank you. Love you guys. Take care.